from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
Week one, NFL season kicks off on Thursday night, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, by the way. Baltimore at Kansas City, pregame 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. Got the Green Bay Philly game on WAOK on Friday night, and then Sunday, the Falcons take on the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Pregame at 11, kickoff at 1. Wade Ford tailgate show on Sunday beforehand with John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle.
Yes.
That's a great crew for that show. And everything gets going, man. They announced their captains yesterday. Falcons did. Kirk Cousins, Grady Jarrett, Jake Matthews, Jesse Bates. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world to have those four guys as your captains. And, it's crazy. First of all, shout out. Happy birthday to Ra.
Oh, yeah.
Just saw the Falcons. They tweeted out it's his birthday. So, happy birthday to Coach Ra.
How old is Raheem?
47.
Yeah, young.
Yeah, somewhere in 45, 47, somewhere in that area. But, yeah, it's game week. And now you get an opportunity to.
48.
40, okay. Now you get an opportunity to because this is your squad. You got an opportunity to go over there. You're playing a good Philadelphia team. I know a lot of the talk is about the quarterback room and all those different things, and we'll talk more and more as we get closer to Sunday. But this is a good football team with some really high-level elite players at certain positions. Especially on defense, elite players at specific positions that red circle. That red circle. And it's like three of them on the defense.
They got multiple guys on their defense that you have to account for every play that they're on the field. And they can wreck a game. I mean, that's the reality of it. They got guys on that defense that you might be more – and I think the Falcons are more talented than Pittsburgh is across the board. Certainly have better quarterback play. But, I mean, you let T.J. Watt get in there a couple times – Doesn't matter. Changes everything. Justin Simmons was talking about the quarterback play or the quarterback position for Pittsburgh. Here that is.
Yeah, no, it won't matter. And I'm sure, knowing Coach Tomlin and how well he's done there, I'm sure that there, even if Russ goes out and start, there might be packages where, Justin Fields comes in and with his ability. And, Russ is a proven veteran in this league and obviously had the pleasure of being his teammate in the last few years in Denver.
That's
and, know he's going to be prepared and he's going to be ready. He's going to have those guys going. And so we have our work cut out for us defensively. And, one that I think, we'll answer the bell with. But, we got our work cut out with us. They got great receivers, great run game. So we're going to have to be able to do our thing.
Justin Simmons was a part of Broncos country.
He
Let's
was.
Ride.
He was. He was. Yeah, he was.
He was.
And I just saw, he's getting more and more acclimated and everything like that. I'm sure he's been ramped up, and he'll be ready for a full boat on Sunday. But he's absolutely correct. You got to practice for both quarterbacks. I would be shocked if Justin Fields. I don't know how much he's going to play, but I would not be shocked if Justin Fields is not playing this game.
What do you think? Five snaps?
I think if it works, more.
Keep doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you play these type of games with quarterbacks that teams that have quarterbacks and play packages, if it's working, they're going to use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's always one of those things, if the coach, and this happens at coaching at every single freaking level, if it don't work the first time, if something goes bad, the first time they won't run it again. That's how they are.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Scrap it. Well, we spent a lot of time working on Justin Fields' specific packages this week. All right. I guess not.
Scrap it.
Hey, so a couple pieces of 49ers news. Trent Williams is ending his holdout. Sounds like he's going to get what he wants. Yeah. I don't know what the, do we have the details on what that is yet?
I think more or less because of how it is, there's no, he got 3 years left, no guarantee. He's making about 20 this year. Maybe they take some from that third year.
That third year was a lot of
money. Yeah, maybe take half of that, put him over 30. Because I think, who was number one? Penny Sewell's number one, I think. Okay. So he's somewhere around 28. So give him,
so he needs more than that.
He needs more than that. And so maybe you can move it around. I saw he's on a private jet, his plane, by the way, going leaving Houston to go to San Fran. So, yeah.
So he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Now, it did cost him $5 million.
$5 million.
$5 million to sit out in fines.
And he can't get that back.
No, yeah. They don't. They used to be able to just waive it. They can't do that.
They can't get that back.
He's going to get a bunch of money, though.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch of money. Now, the bad news is, you see what happened to the wide receiver, Ricky Pearsall?
Yeah, man.
He was shot in a robbery incident.
Yeah, man.
Over a Rolex. Sounds like, I mean, thank God. Sounds like he's going to be all right.
Yes.
Obviously, he's going to miss some time, but
crazy
story over the weekend.
When I saw it, I was like, goodness gracious, man. You know, you just always got to be aware of your surroundings.
He was going to
he was going to a signing. You know, I guess he was going to like an appearance or something.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and it was just crazy that
the guy
happened.
That shot him shot himself, too?
The guy that shot, there was a struggle for the weapon, and both guys got shot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, it just sucks, man. It just sucks. And that's an unfortunate thing. You know, some people don't care who you are. They don't give a damn to work hard.
He saw a Rolex.
Yeah, he saw a Rolex, which he rightfully, God gave you the ability and everything to buy you a Rolex. Why can't I wear my damn Rolex? Yeah. You know what I mean? But, I'm glad the kid's right.
No kidding.
I'm glad the kid's
right. Thank goodness he's okay. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. They're headed down to Brazil, but they're only going down there for one thing.
We're going there to play and win a football game. That's our goal. That's our only goal as we go down there. And so – you know, it's just getting everybody in the right mindset of what you want, what you need to be when you go down there. It's like you can control the things that you can control.
Control the controllables.
Yep.
We're going to Brazil to play.
That's
what it is, and we're excited about that. We're excited about the opportunity to play in a neutral site, knowing that and they have a slightly different schedule of things that happen.
Yeah, I mean,
these guys hate this.
Yeah,
hate it.
I mean, everybody loves to go to Brazil. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's cool, but yeah.
When you went to Brazil, what was your main goal?
Well, I'm single. I was single, so you know.
Was it to control the controllables?
Yeah.
Oh,
if you want to say that. But I mean, it was fun as hell when we went down there. It was awesome.
Yeah, but you didn't have a football game.
Ain't no football game, exactly. And so, but these guys, you got to understand. They know what their job is. They understand it. I'm sure they've had. I'm talking about unlimited, like, people come in and talk to them about what to do, how they want you probably to stay on the resort the whole time you're there, don't be wandering off, everything like that, because that's what you're strictly there for, to win a football game. You're there, I don't know how, when they go down and everything like that, but their main objective, they're going to win a football game, and I'm going to play a football game against a damn team that has
good
the same
team.
Aspirations as them.
Yeah, good team.
These are two of the upper echelon teams in the NFC. And so that should, you know, warn a little bit more also. Like, you ain't going down to play the Cardinals. You're going to play the Packers.
Yeah, that's the thing about normally the London game. At least normally they send one bum-ass team over there.
No.
So it's like an advantage for the team that has to go over there and play them.
No.
Now, these are both really good teams. Supposedly. We'll see. I mean, Philadelphia fell off at the end of the year last year, but I think they'll probably be back. Green Bay made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, man. So. I'm just saying. Green Bay's a damn good football team. A lot of people are high on them because of how the quarterback, you know, they've made some nice additions on the defense. Green Bay's going to be as long as a young man, and I don't see any reason why Jordan Love would degress. But I think I think the biggest thing with the Eagles, what the hell happened to them last year?
I don't know.
I mean, it was 10-1.
Yeah, it was it was a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like Jalen Hurts wasn't feeling the play calling, and then him and Sirianni.
It was just a whole bunch of weird.
They had some injuries.
And then you, as a head coach, and this is always the last draw if you don't win. They went out and hired Kellen Moore for you?
Right.
And hired a defensive coordinator for you?
Yeah.
Like, you better watch yourself. And Big Dom better watch yourself, too. Walking down there, Big Dom and...
How's he going down?
You know Big Dom going.
Careful.
Careful, Dom.
He got in trouble last year in the United States.
Yeah.
All right.
Be careful, Dom.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.